Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday Night Forum of the Fraternal Spiritualist Church. We have a very special evening planned for you tonight. We are celebrating the finalization and the celebration of the Thursday Night Circle class of Millie's. And with that, I would like to introduce you to the Thursday Night class. Come on down.
Good evening. My name is Annette, and my angel guide is Walking Crow, and I'm going to light a candle for my dad, who's in spirit.
Hi, my name is Jody, and my Indian guide is Little Star, and I'll light a candle for my father-in-law and my Nana.
My name is Susan. My Indian guide is Spring Flower, and I'm lighting a candle for my cousin.
Hi, my name is Tom, and my Indian guide is Rolling River, and I'm lighting a candle for my mom and dad.
Top of the evening to you. I'm Letitia, and my guide's name is Silent Dove, and I'm lighting a candle for all my relations.
Hello, my name is Donna, and my Indian guide is Red Jacket. I'll be lighting a candle for all my loved ones in spirit, my whole mother's family. All of them.
Hello, my name is Arnie, and my Indian guide is Sleeping Eagle, and I'm going to be lighting the candle for my father.
Good evening. My name is Craig Hendricks, and my Indian guide is White Owl, and I'm lighting a candle for my mother-in-law, Hilda.
Hi. My name is Barbara, and my Indian guide is Yellow Harvest, and I'm lighting a candle for my son, Clay, my mother and father in spirit.
Hello, I'm Renee Varnador, and my Indian guide is Gentle Wind, and I'm lighting the candle for my father.
Good evening. My name is Jim Varnador. My Indian guide's name is Satanta. That's Kiowa for white bear. I'm lighting a candle tonight for my newest angel, my newest guide, my friend Charles, who crossed about a week and a half ago.
Good evening. My name is Alini Chizen. My Indian guide is Blue Skies. I am lighting a candle for all the spirits who are trying to look for and find a purpose in this life. All of you.
Good evening. My name is Anna. My Indian guide is Soft Walker, and I'll be lighting a candle for my grandmother and my friend Joshua.
Hello. My name is Sandra Williams. My Indian guide is Kicking Bear, and I will be lighting a candle for my mother.
Hello. I'm Leanne. My Indian guide is the Gentle Wind, and I'll be lighting a candle for my brother who passed in January. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Tina Stark, and my Indian guide is Blue Sky Hands, so I guess it comes out, and I'm lighting my candle for all my relations.
Hi, I'm Charlene, and my angel guide is Starflower, and I'm lighting a candle for Radhakrishna.
Hi, I'm Corrine. My Indian guide is Wise Watcher, and I'm lighting a candle tonight for my children.
I'm Lisa Sanders, and my Indian guide is Smiling Spring, and I'm lighting my candle for my brother, my fathers, and my grandparents.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Gina, and my Indian guide is Blue Rose, and I'm honoring my grandparents tonight, Stella and Alfred in spirit. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rita Marsden, and my Indian guide is Little Rain, and I'm lighting a candle for all my family.
My name is Liz Wolf, and my Indian guide is Blackwing, and I'm going to light a candle tonight for my great-grandma, Leela.
Hi, my name is Crystal Mackey. My Indian guide is Daywalker, and I'm lighting a candle for all of my family and friends that have gone on to spirit. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kate Dubois, and my Indian guide is Quiet Sunlight, and I'm lighting a candle for my daddy.
Hi, my name is Fred, and my Indian guide is Sequoia, and I'm lighting this candle for my deceased son, Jason, who's now one of my guides, and for Reverend Millie and the Thursday night class. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Pat Walsh, and my spirit guide is Sequoia, and I'm lighting a candle for all my friends and relatives that are spirits.
Good evening. I'm Reese Reeves, and my Indian guide is Crazy Horse.
Hi, my name is Gary Miller. My Indian guide is Prancing Horse, and I'm lighting a candle this evening for my friend Lillian.
Good evening. My name is Tamara, and my Indian guide is Bubbling Spring, and I'm lighting a candle tonight for my precious mommy and my daddy in spirit and all my friends who've passed as well, and this lovely lady over here.
Hi, my name is Julio. My Indian guide is Laughing Thunder, and lending a candle for my dad. Thank you.
Congratulations, Thursday night class of 2012. I wanted to share this little something I found from St. Thomas Aquinas this morning. It says, "We are like children who stand in need of masters to enlighten us and direct us, and God has provided for this by appointing his angels to be our teachers and guides." And this is what Miss Millie has brought into all of our lives, Reverend Millie, who has taught us so much. I came to this church about a year ago with a friend who I would follow anywhere. If she's going somewhere, I'm going along too, because it always works out great. And I'd had a really deep ache inside of me since 1997 when my mom passed away. There was a big part of me who thought I should have been able to stop it, and that I should have been able to beat cancer, and I should have been able to save her, and I just missed her so much. And this year, in February, on the anniversary of her death, my 18-year-old daughter said, "Mom, you're so different this year." And I said, "That's because I've talked to her. She's come to me." The very first circle night that we had with this class, she came through Sandra, and I got to hold my mom's hands and feel her love. And that's the gift that we've learned here. And there were so many miracles in that class. In 1990, a 6-year-old amazing child came into my life, the daughter of my husband. And as life progressed, we hadn't seen her in 7 years, and I didn't know how to find her. And I had a lot of regrets in my life, and one of the things I really needed to do was tell her I was sorry for things that happened in her life. And on a night in Millie's class, as I was sitting right over here telling a God story, this child stood up and said, "Millie, I have a God story. That's my stepmom." And that's Crystal, and I'm so incredibly proud of her. And we hadn't seen each other for 7 years, and she's the most amazing woman. She's done amazing things with her life, and I'm so very proud of you, sweetheart, and that I found you here. And those are just some of the miracles that have happened through being here in this church and the gifts that we get. And I'm just one little tiny story of people who've come to this church and found their miracles. So I'm going to step aside, and I just love you, Crystal. She's an amazing girl. I'm going to introduce our first, I'm going to introduce Jim for our healing prayer. I do have a script. I just have to figure out how to read it.
Hi. Please take a moment and relax. Remember that God hears our every thought, and so do our angel guides, our friends, our family members, and spirit. Please take a second. Think of somebody that you're holding in your heart. Might be somebody here, somebody that's crossed. And know that God's listening. Ask for healing for those people in your hearts and for ourselves, for each other. Know that there's no shortage of God's love and God's healing. Feel God's presence now. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me. Take a second and turn your cell phones off.
Now I'd like to introduce our song leaders, Gary Miller and Corinne Finnegan.
Words. All Night, All Day, number 115.
Some of our class members are going to share their stories and experiences of coming to this church and of our classes, and I'd like to start with the lovely Letitia McGinnis.
Top of the evening to you.
Top of the evening.
Just showing a little bit of my heritage coming in. One of the things that Millie says to us often is, when did you know? Is that how you say it, Millie? When do you know how? You know when you know. So prior to even getting at this church, getting here, I knew because somebody sat me down and they, someone I had never met before, and they started to tell me about my life. And at one point, he looked over at me and he says, so you're a kahuna. And I was like, I don't know about that. I don't even know what that is. And he said, well, that's a healer. And I thought, okay, great. I've heard this a lot in my life. And he said, why did you stop doing it? And I said, well, I had this reason over here. And he goes, why did you stop doing it? He wasn't really sweet either. Why did you stop doing it? And I was like, well, why did you stop doing it? And I said, well, because I got scared. I got scared because things were happening on my table as a masseuse, and I couldn't explain it. And I'd shut the door, and I'd go to work on someone, and the doorknob would start shaking. And I'd be like, excuse me a minute, and I'd open the door, and I'd let whatever it was that was making that noise, and there was no one home, and my cats can't reach the doorknob. And so I was having these really frightening experiences because I couldn't explain it. And so I stopped. And, that's only one small example of what was happening to me as I was doing this work. And so anyway, I stopped, and he said that I was old enough now that and he asked me if I understood that, and I've studied Native American stuff, and they say when you hit 50, you become a grandmother, and that, wisdom that I didn't have growing up would start to come to me, and I said, well, I understand it in that tradition, and he says, and it's happening just in your life in general. And he said, I'm going to make a suggestion that you go to this church. And he gave me two places to go, and one was in Hawaii, which was too far. And the other one, he said, you know, he said the name of the church, and I went, oh, the one in Kensington. And he goes, yeah, how do you know about it? And I said, I don't know. And he goes, well, no, how do you know about it? I said, I have no idea, but I know that it's a little house, and it's, you know, got a, like, it looks like a living room. And so I started telling him about this house, this church, and he says, how did you know? I said, I don't know. And he goes, have you been there? I said, no, I have no idea where it is. I just know it's on Kensington. I know what it looks like. Well, matter of fact, I know it's on this corner. And he's like, how did you know? I said, I don't know. I don't know. And he said, well, you're going to fit in really well there. So I came to this church, and really what he was telling me, he says that you need to be around, you know, healers, and you need to be around people that get messages in an unconventional way that can make you not so afraid of getting them. And I thought, yeah, wouldn't that be lovely? You know, because I tell a story and people's head goes sideways, and hence my halo goes sideways. But since arriving at this church, I have heard, I've witnessed, and I've seen things that don't make sense to the ordinary or average person. And when I can tell a story in this church with the people that I'm in this healing class with, they all go, oh, really? Oh, cool, me too. And, you know, and then the stories start coming. And I don't feel so odd here. And it's just delightful because it's the first time in my life I don't feel odd. So anyway, when do I know when I know? So I got involved in this church, and I was just so excited about it. And week after week after week, I kept getting messages that were just so specific to me. And I'm wearing a ring tonight that right before Christmas, I got a reading from someone, and they were saying, well, I see this ring, and it's kind of attached to your mother's side. And, well, I don't know, it's on a silver chain, and, you know, it's a significant ring. And, you know, and 2 days before, I had put this ring on a silver chain, and it's my great aunt Letitia's, and that's on my mother's side, and that's where I get my name from. And you know, I could probably take another hour to go into the stories that I've received as I have come into this church and the messages. But when I really knew is I was in one of the very first circles, Millie's class, and there was a gentleman in the center of the circle, and I'm looking, you know, I don't know how else to describe this class, but I see this beagle walking around the gentleman's legs, and I'm like, you know, and some people are saying, oh, look, there's light. And I'm like, oh, it's not like that's a beagle. And I don't want to say anything because I think I'm crazy still. And so anyway, I just, you know, at the end of class, I just said, well, you know, for what it's worth, I saw this beagle walking around your legs. And he said, my dad used to raise beagles. And how many breeds of dogs are there? And I'm a cat lover. And why did I see a beagle? And I knew that I knew that I knew. So I have continued to come here because I need to be around people that are really invested in the spiritual gifts that have been given to us and a way to make it make sense to us, because everybody has it. Since coming here, I have talked to countless people, and we all have it. It's just, how does it come through me? How does it come through you? And how to not doubt it when it is coming through. So blessings, Millie. Thank you. And thank you, my angels, for finding me and directing me to a place that I'd never been to. I thought maybe I knew about this 20 years ago, and someone said, no, it wasn't here 20 years ago. And I went, oh, okay. So I'm still trying to figure out how I knew how this place was, and I'm not putting a lot of energy into it because I'm supposed to be here. Thank you.
And that's the woman that I would follow anywhere. Our next speaker is an incredible woman who just radiates so much peace and love to all of us, and I'm friends with her on Facebook, as many of us are, and you should friend her if you haven't, because she just puts up wisdom and love, and every time I go on my Facebook, there's something from Charlene that makes me feel better about the day and the world, and her name is Charlene Pennington. Thank you so much. Welcome her, please.
Well, you know, my whole entire life, I was a misfit. And there was never, you know, I always looked different than everybody and thought different than anybody and dressed different than anybody. And never could, I was always like this round peg trying to fit into a square. And I remember once talking to my dad, who was a spiritualist, and telling him, you know, Dad, I just don't fit anywhere. And he said, honey, you can't. You can't fit anywhere because you fit with a certain type of people who think the same as you. And at that time, I didn't really know what that meant. And so about 10 years ago, I was really, this is like one of the best moments of my life. I was diagnosed with skin cancer. And the skin cancer was so old that a few plastic surgeons, as well as my dermatologist, thought they were going to have to remove my whole nose. And a friend of mine that I work with at DZ Aikens, Tammy, she said, well, I've been going to this church, and I think that you should go there and try and, you know, try the healing thing, Charlene, try it. And I thought, oh, that's great, because my dad was a healer. And I already understood that thought process, but I didn't quite understand what the whole dynamic of the spiritualist church was about. So I started coming for healings, and my appointment luckily wasn't to have the skin cancer removed and cosmetic surgery to repair my face. It wasn't for a few months. And I kept coming every week. It was when it was at the Swedenborg. The Wednesday nights were at Swedenborg. So I would come every week and I would get a healing. And then on some Sundays too. And I don't know if you remember, Millie, my son was a baby.
Yes.
My son was just a new baby. And people started to notice that the skin cancer on my nose was changing. It wasn't bleeding anymore. It wasn't red. But everybody started to notice, wow, this cancer is really, it's your nose is looking great. So, and I won't go into a long story, but there was like God's story after God's story. And at the time, I didn't have insurance, and my husband was in law school, and my son was a little baby. And a plastic surgeon offered to, he looked at me, and at this time, I'm thinking, okay, they're going to have to remove my nose, because a few plastic surgeons had told me, well, no, we're probably going to have to remove your nose. But it's a long story how I came to this one plastic surgeon, and he looked at me and he said, no, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I remember asking him, God, am I going to look like Michael Jackson after this? And he said, no, it's going to be okay. So then I had first the surgeon who removed the cancer, and he removed most of my nose. And then, most of this side of my nose anyways. And this plastic surgeon repaired my nose so amazingly well that you cannot tell that I had skin cancer. Most of my nose is gone over here. And that is the power of healing. And then so I started taking the classes. And let me tell you, like Reverend Millie comes into DZ Aikens quite frequently back then. And every time I think of Millie, Millie would walk into DZ Aikens. And Millie just exudes love. For those of you who do not know Millie, please take the chance to get to know Millie, because Millie always saw the best in me and always loved the best parts of me, even my faults. You know, she always looked past those things and that side of me. And, you know, in starting to take the classes and getting to see, you know, that's the most wonderful experience, is when you know that you know. When you get a touching from somebody that nobody in this class could possibly know, and Millie gives you a reading and you don't even know how she even knows any of this stuff. It's just the best feeling in the universe, honestly. And then the second best part of taking the class is to see everybody's growth and everybody's real side, because like everybody's false ego and everything just falls to the wayside as soon as they enter that class, and including myself. And it's just the best experience in the universe. And Millie, I just want to tell you thank you so much for being my angel in my life and my spiritual master in this life. And I just love you with all my heart, as well as my classmates over the years in this present class. You guys have all added to my life. I look out, I mean, and it just, every time I speak or get up here and I look at each face, you guys are just the loves of my life. And I love you all so much, and thank you. And if you haven't taken the classes, please do. Thanks.
Thank you, Charlene. And our next speaker is a wonderful gentleman who led us in prayer. Jim, will you come on up?
Hi. I know that when we do this class night for Forum, that Millie encourages us to talk about how we know that we know. And what that means is how do we know that God and the angels are really working with us, and that it's not our imagination or coincidence or any other number of ways that you could justify the crazy things that some of us have seen and experienced in class and out. And so I was going to talk about my very first class night, the very first time I was ever in the middle of a circle, because it was a pretty spectacular situation. But I got a text from a friend of mine today that I just have to share with you guys. My friend Charles crossed a week ago last Sunday, and I found out on my way out of church, I had gotten a phone message while church was going on. And so halfway between here and the parking lot, I looked, and it was my friend Charles's mom. And so I had to stop and listen to the message, and he had crossed. Took it pretty hard. But we went to breakfast anyway, because I told my missus that we would. And I got my first touch in from Charles while we were at breakfast. And letting me know I'm okay. It's awesome over here. You should show up. And then the second time I got a touch in from him was a little bit later on last week. Renee and I were sitting in our office at our computers, and I smelled something. And I'm like, smells familiar. I know what that smell. Oh my God, I know what that smell is. So I knew it's not in my house. So I checked the front door, I checked the patio door, I checked the windows, and they're all closed. And I'm like, honey, do you smell pot? Because my friend Charles was the king of smoking pot. This guy smoked pot when he didn't have to. And I realized that's what's going on here. He's letting me know in a way that I there's no mistake that I would know that it was him. And that helped too. No, really, to get, I mean, because how better? God, because you ask anybody that knows Charles, well, oh, that guy, he smoked pot. Yeah, he smoked pot. He was... Anyway, so, you know, that's the strangest way I've ever been touched by an angel before. But the even crazier thing happened a little bit later on, because I get the opportunity to take his ashes out on a boat and spread them at sea this weekend coming up. And I was going to meet his stepmom at the dock, and she was going to give me the ashes, and I was going to go on the boat because she gets seasick. But then I got an idea, and I went, you know what? And so I called her up, and I said, Chinye, listen, why don't you just let me come and get those ashes? And that way you don't have to go to the dock. You can just go right to the pier, because they can see from the pier. So anybody that wanted to can go to the Ocean Beach Pier that day and see the little ceremony out there on the boat. And she said at first that her sons were going to come on the boat with us and that it wouldn't be necessary. Thank you very much. It's okay. So that was all right. But then she called me back like the next day. And I know I'm going on, but just bear with me for a second. She called me back the next day and said, you know what, my sons are going to stay with me on the pier. Why don't you go ahead and come and get the ashes? So I said, okay, I will. And I went down the next day after work and picked up the ashes. And she gave them to me, and then she said, and this envelope is for the ship's captain, and then this is for you and Tommy for being such good friends of Charles. And she handed me two checks. And I was going to tell her, you know, that's not necessary, but my friend Tommy is so poor he doesn't have two nickels to rub together, and he would have been really mad if I had turned away free money for him. So I took the checks, and I thanked her very much, and off I went. And I called Tommy, and I told him what happened, and that I told him, well, I thought I'd probably might be going to get hurt if I turned down money for him. And he said, oh, yeah, you would have. But then I got these texts today, and if you just indulge me for a second, I'll go ahead and read this, because what he said is better than any kind of paraphrasing I should do. He wrote, and he said, I had the oddest dream last night, and then you called yesterday, and it didn't seem quite so odd. So I asked him if I should take that as an insult, and he said, no. He said, last week, the night before you sent me the details about the boat, I dreamed that Chinye gave us each $200. When I woke up, it was like it had actually happened. I managed to convince myself that that was very unlikely. Then you called yesterday. And I said, well, how cool is that? And he said, what really spins my brain is the amount. I could have dreamed any amount, but I dreamed $200. Now, it's like the beagle. How many different numbers could that have been? Yeah. And so that's my latest and greatest up to date. Now I know that I know, in case I forgot. And I thank you so much for giving me this time.
Thank you so much, Jim. Did everybody get that his friend smelled like pot? Okay, now we have a very exciting musical celebration for you from Miss Lisa Sanders and Donna Larson.
Is Angel Followed By? Is that the first one?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first I have to say, I was so honored last week when we were talking about the celebration. We're talking about the songs, and Lisa and I are doing original songs, and my song is now in the songbook, which makes me so happy. It makes me so happy. It's called Angel's Lullaby, but they're calling it The Angels Sing You a Lullaby. It says page 226. Let's see. And if you could all sing along later on in the song, because you want to hear Lisa's beautiful harmony. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
They're with you ever.
to have Lisa Sanders here. Let me tell you, if you don't already know, Okay, Lisa, I need to see your strings.
Oh, yeah, we'll do. I'm going to sing Angels, and I want to dedicate it to Millie, because she's our angel, the biggest angel we have. This song, singing is how I came to this church. I was dropped here to sing with a friend, and that's a God story. I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to play it for
you. Go ahead, talk a little bit.
And, the words in the song are about getting through life and how our angels and God is with us every minute if we just lean on Him and just listen. And it's amazing how much they can help us heal anything that may happen to us in our lives. And this church has been such a confirmation to all of that. And all the therapy in the world, 7 years at the psychiatrist's office, couldn't do what Millie's class did for me in just this short period of time. So here we go. You ready? Not yet?
That's capo.
Yeah.
The capo puts it out of tune. There we go. Okay.
Here we go. You say I've been torn so. Did I learn that in school? I'm a glutton for punishment. Did they teach that to you? Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I got one more here. One more song. This is called I Forgot to Ask the Angels. And I do believe you all have the you have the lyrics on the back of the programs. And I'm going to try to tune this thing, this crazy thing, one more time.
It's on a sheet.
It's on a sheet.
Oh. There. Finally got an E.
This is the part in the show where you say, how's really? Everybody doing?
Yes, where are you from? Have you ever been to church before?
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. Woo.
I'm sorry. I need to get this guitar worked on so bad. So it will stay in tune, you see. Yeah, when I bought it, it was in tune. That's a joke, you guys. Okay. Plausible, I hear these words.
Wow, let's just do that one more time. That was just fabulous. Thank you so much. Yeah, and that's really what Millie's classes are all about. It's a group of people open to love and listening, learning to ask the angels what we need to know and what we can do for them sometimes. That's something we really learned in our class, is that not just we get to heal down here, but we get to help our loved ones who have passed on heal as well. There was one circle where a whole group of fathers came and we all got to have healing, and we asked the angels. When we meet Millie, we start learning how to ask the angels. Thank you for teaching us that. Okay, we have a few announcements. Those of you who haven't been here before, we also have church on Sunday mornings, and we have healing, which begins at 9:30 and goes till 10:15. And then church services begin at 10:30 and go till noon. And this Sunday, Barbara Christensen will be speaking. And we always have Wednesday night forum at 7:30 every Wednesday night. It's a little more laid back. We have some birthdays this week, coming up this week. Barbara Christensen's birthday. Dennis O'Donnell. Where's Dennis? There he is. He's hiding. Happy birthday, Dennis. And Linda Palos. Where's Linda? There she is. Happy birthday, Linda. And Leanne O'Reilly. Where's Leanne? Oh, happy birthday. Yay, this is so much fun. And Spencer. Spencer's birthday. Happy birthday, Spencer. Woo! Happy birthday, everyone. We have some very dear and loved congregation members who are ill and in need of our love and prayers. So if I could ask you all to just lift your prayers up for Paul, from, he usually sits here in the front row with Mary, and he's very ill and going to be going into a nursing home. So if you could just have your prayers with him and his loved ones, we'd appreciate it. Also pray for Judy Smith and Ray Reese. Continue your prayers for Ray, and if anyone would like to add to that.
Well, I climbed over hill and dale last week to see him, and his outlook on life is so wonderful. So he knows that with healing, he can reverse the effects of cancer. And so we're just working towards that. And
Thank you.
Please do send him prayers. He's a wonderful man.
And sometimes our healing is about passing on and going to the next level. And we've lost a very dear member of the congregation, Beth Brennan, and we celebrate her life tonight. We celebrate the fact that she asked in prayer when her children were young for her to make it long enough to raise her children. And her son graduated from high school before she passed away. She had miraculous healing of an extreme liver condition, and her services will be on Thursday, July 5th. We have flyers if anyone would like more information about that. And she came to our circle Thursday night, and I was blessed enough to get to feel her, and it was quite an honor. Thank you so much. Okay, now we're going to have our offering. And if I can call up Arnie and Julio and Crystal and Liz. And Crystal has a big test at 7 o'clock in the morning. She's probably anxious for us to get this going.
Woo!
Woo! Good job. Divine love always has, divine love always will supply my every need. I bring this gift with joy and gladness and ask that Thee, O Lord, bless it and me.
I have no idea what I'm doing up here, but thank you.
Yay! Okay. Gary, will you come on up here? Because I think you do know what you're doing, and I just saw your name on this fine program in this slot.
You just said everything I was going to say.
No. Oh, was that it? Is that it?
No.
Here you go, honey.
Put all that together.
Okay.
Okay.
You go to my corner. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
You weren't supposed to be looking.
Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for this offering, which everyone has so generously given. We thank you for all those who have given in whatever area you have given, whether it has been a smile, a hug, a song, or given monetarily. We ask this that goes to our church in its area of need, so that we can spread the joy and the love throughout the community. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, at this time, I'd like to introduce Arnie and Julio, who will be escorting our lovely Millie to the podium. Millie Landis, come on down.
We can let him go on the side so he can ask for it.
Thank you. This is Millie Landis. You know that?
No.
That's it for us. Right? Oh, she's going to speak. Wait, let's see here. Oh, now it's Rev. Oh, these flowers are for me.
Oh, wow. Oh, aren't they beautiful? Look. I think I should get married now, don't you? Woo!
Oh, now Tom.
Wow.
We have something more for you. Oh. And I don't know how we say thank you to someone who gives up every Thursday night to come to us for class. I've known Millie for 22 years. I was going to class 22 years ago, was going for 10 years, then I took a 10-year sabbatical. I've been back for 10 years. It's hard to imagine she was only 17 back then. So thank you so much.
Oh,
we can never say thank you enough.
I'm the one who has all the fun and the enjoyment of it all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Thank
you.
I am so spoiled. And I love it. I love being spoiled. Look at these kids. Look at this man that I got to practically see him grow up. He was just a young kid when I met him. And you know, I can look at each one of these people and know all the good that they have done for me. And that includes this Tom. And he knows I'm going to tell my story, and he doesn't want me to. He's trying to shut me up. I know it. I can feel it.
Turning red already.
But when I was sick, you know, and I had my aneurysm all those years ago, he made me a meal once a week. And when I got he would either come and cook it or bring it once a week. And then he ended up, after I got strong enough, he'd take me out for once a week. And now he's dumped me.
Because you can't get onto her calendar anymore.
Oh, for anybody that's new there underneath.
Can you raise your hand if you're here for the first time tonight? We've got a gift for you.
I think she was all supposed to be in here.
You just want a pin. I see how you do. Maddie Cole, raise your hand up.
Keep your hand up.
Keep your hand up high.
Let Renee find you. Life's good, huh? Everyone, I hope you're now thinking about, because we want to practice. Don't forget Mike here in the front row. What we want to do is practice our mediumship. So I hope you will invite somebody that's free of the body. They're more alive than we are. If Mike's saying no, he doesn't need an angel.
No, we missed. We're short.
Oh, we're short an angel. I'll give one to your mom to give you.
We'll get you one.
Okay, Mike.
Promise.
We run out of angels.
Yes, right here. See? Charlene's got it.
What's that?
She's got an angel in her pocket.
Oh, that's
her.
Okay.
Woo! My hero. Yay.
Did everybody else get an angel? Did Cowboy Jim get an angel? So, what we want to do now is encourage you to think of someone that's free of the body. Again, there are more alive than we are. If there's any dead ones, it's us. We're pinned in these little boxes called bodies, flesh. And the day will come when we'll all leave these bodies, because we're just kind of away from home now. And then we'll go home. You're living before you came here and be living when you leave here. Could we stand and say together the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name'sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So if you'll please be seated just a moment and... please take this time to think of someone that's free of the body. And come back here, please.
Yes,
Michael. And I'd like very much now if the class would come up, and please don't. I don't need a group of them. Oh, please let me mention. Let me mention this. For most of these people, it'll be the first time that they have tried message bearing publicly. We're not psychics. If you're new here for the first time, we're not psychics. We are here to be a medium between the free side of life and the side where we are right now, where we're in the flesh. Now, if you'll send love is a key to the kingdom. And if you will consider, if you'll consider coming up one at a time with this class, I'd love to give you a book. The book is rather skinny this year because I took a month leave of absence and slept. Please don't say you can't give a message. Just come up and try, all right, everyone? Jimmy. Ooh, he's in love with Renee. He's in love with Renee and this angel right here. That's Charlie. Go to Easy Akins if you've never been there. Go to Easy Akins and get acquainted with Charlene out there. Oh, here you are, honey.
You're looking great. Love you.
And, uh-oh. You have to get old enough to go to a senior center if you want to see Susie, because that's where she's down at, what's it called?
Colwood Terrace.
Colwood Terrace. Whenever you want to see Susie, go to Colwood Terrace. And this is that Tom. He doesn't know it, but he's absolutely wonderful, and he will not take any credit for being wonderful. And this is an angel on earth right here. This is Barbara. And when Janie's not playing the piano, Barbara's got her fingers dancing over there. And this is Donna. She was knee-high to a grasshopper when I met her. And she was out there kissing frogs. I worried about her. And she found the prince. He's perfect. He's an eye doctor right here on... what's
Park
it called?
Boulevard.
Park Boulevard. So if you ever have to see an eye doctor, we can her husband, let him take a look. He's wonderful. He's perfect, Steve. Lisa, you angel. Well, when's your next show?
The 21st.
21st and where?
At the Keller's House Concert, overlooking the ocean.
Did everybody hear that? Please say it again.
At the Keller's in Encinitas. You can find me on Facebook. July 21st. It's a Saturday.
Woohoo! Oh, honey. This is what you call one of the best mommies in the world. She's got the neatest kids. Uh-oh. This is Fred. Mr. Navy Man who turned into sincerely working for God with healing. Sincerely. Not just here, but this man gets around. He's got a nice little wife over there, too, and wonderful children. Oh, I love you, Fred. This, I call her cupcakes too much. I can't remember her right name. Alicia. Lisa.
Alini.
Alini. Oh, no.
You can call me
Alini. Alini. See, she forgot how to pronounce her name. She's an import from Brazil. I love Brazil. I love Brazil now. Oh, honey. And an angel is what she deserves to wear on her head. Angel's what you deserve, honey. Leticia is absolutely wonderful. Please don't miss any of these people. Sandy. Oh, wonderful Sandy. I got to tell you, kids, please don't miss any of these people. You know, only Ann. Woohoo! I've known her since she was knee-high to a grasshopper, too.
Before I got married.
I knew her before she got married, and when she used to run around like a...
She's not supposed to talk.
Carrying a little gun in her car. She was a Secret Service worker. You knew that. Or something like that she was. I was so scared when she looked me up. No, she's wonderful. Oh, Anna. Oh, Anna. Talk about sweet. Look at this. And she's got a beautiful mama over there. Oh, Reese, I've known him for...
half my life.
Oh, more than that.
Really? Truly.
About two-thirds of his life.
Well, okay.
Yes. That's our... woohoo! Look who's here now. Oh, this is absolutely a great man, and he just now joined our church. But he investigated it thoroughly. And in his heart, he knows that he knows. This is Craig. Don't miss him. Wonderful man. Dearly in love with his wife. And so the rest of us don't stand a chance then, do we? He loves his wife. Actually, I don't blame him because she is absolutely sweet. Sweet, sweet. Her name is Kim. Now, this kid. Oh, look at her daughter out there. Yeah. Woohoo! Right? Yeah. And you know that this little mommy right here not only works every day at the airlines, she gets those pilots to land right. What do you call it?
The FAA.
FAA. Not only that, she's a tremendous mom. And she's got two beautiful daughters and a husband that loves her dearly.
Love you.
Love you, honey. It's birthday baby here, Linda Palos. Birthday baby. Birthday baby. She has rescued animals for years. Now you know where she works? At the animal park. At the zoo. At the zoo. I think that's a perfect place for her. She has rescued animals as long as I've known her. Right?
Thank you.
Our Linda. Linda Palos. Oh, I call her the little mommy. This is the little mommy. This is Gina. This child is absolutely sweet. And she has four or five kids. And her accent is from England. Her accent's from England. But we get her here. She is just absolutely an angel on earth. There is no doubt about it. And what do you see? Maybe not tonight, because she might not be brave enough. But she's a tremendous medium, but she may not be brave enough tonight. And Kate, we just met her this year, didn't we? And she was so quiet. She's still kind of dignified. But she was so quiet, she was kind of like, I'm sure nobody wants to really bother with me. I'll be quiet over here. She changed that tune. Now she's out having a good time in life, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't you? Mm-hmm. This is Kate. Oh, golly. God sends flowers in the garden. Uh-oh.
Hello, Toots.
This is Reverend Toots.
This is Reverend Patio Furniture. Who's that other Irish lady? Oh, no, you're English. Irish, yeah, Irish. See, Patty, she's full of it too, honey. So you got to... Oh, she's just now here visiting Gina and her hubby, and Gina's hubby.
Oh, great.
And this Patty, don't miss Patty, honey. Patty, don't miss that beautiful young lady, because she's only visiting. But Patty is... She's a nurse. She's taught nursing. She's absolutely wonderful. But she is full of the Irish
wisdom.
Irish charm.
This is Arnie Bellarney. Our Arnie.
Is he Irish?
Absolutely. He is so lovable. All you have to do, get near him and you'll have to hug him. You will have to. You have no choice. He is downright lovable. Arnie. Oh, look who we have. Corrine. Corrine has those two beautiful children right there that I love dearly. Damn, look at that. Oh, and she's got a handsome husband who looks like he's, don't bug me, I'm bored attitude. Like, don't bug me, I'm bored. Get out of my way. And guess what? He is one of the funniest guys that you're ever going to encounter. And he does a funny setup of some sort for right now that we can all go see on July.
The play called The Man Who Came to Dinner is opening at the Coronado Playhouse on Friday.
Yeah. On Friday, but I want to go on
There's a
16.
Cast benefit night. I'll post it.
Cast benefit night. That's when I want to go. But he is hilarious. His father used to write for Johnny Carson. So he's got a tremendous humor. But he's wonderful, and this little mama is practically perfect.
Oh, I get my book. Thank you.
You are, honey. You are practically perfect, Angel. Uh-oh.
Gary. What can you say about Gary?
I'm trying to think what I can say about this guy. This
the last
is
one.
Make something up.
Make it up.
Make something good up.
I have plenty I can say about Gary.
Now, I don't want any of you to say anything nasty about Gary. Well,
Gary,
let me think.
Sleeps with a hat on.
No, Gary is wonderful. I met him years ago when he was working at the Handley Hotel, and I read his palm. And then I didn't see him for years because he knew I knew too much about him then. No, and then he came walking into Wednesday. And I love him dearly. He's absolutely, well, not absolutely perfect. He's perfect.
Well. Thank you, honey. I pay her a lot to say that.
No, wait, I didn't say perfect what yet.
Oh, perfect what. Okay.
Never speak up too quick, honey. No, he is wonderful. And now look at this. Look at this doll, baby. Look at this. Hi, honey. Or didn't she do a good job tonight?
Yeah.
And her family's right over there. And that hubby's right there. The hubby's over there. See him? Woohoo!
Big, tiny.
Beautiful family she has. And I think she did a wonderful job. Now, by now, we're supposed to be closing, but we can run over, can't we?
Yeah.
Please? Yes, we won't run very far over, but a little bit, because we want to practice on you. Now, have you invited somebody free of the body? And remember, we're not the psychics that you see out there, so we won't tell you who to marry or when to get divorced. We won't even tell you when you're going to die. And believe me, don't go to a psychic, pay money, because if you pay, then they're trying to do it. And they're going to have to come up with something for you, so they might tell you when you're going to die. Are you sure you want to know that? And I am joking, but I'm not joking, because I know a young man that was pretty ill. And he went to a psychic, paid a lot of money that he didn't have. And they told him he was going to die in mid-December. He was already so ill that he died in mid-December. Power suggestion like that is not too good. Please never pay for a psychic reading. If you go to a medium, you can leave donations if you choose, but they'll never have a charge because it's not their message. They're just passing on what they've heard or sensed. There's a big difference there, isn't there? Now, are we ready?